Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, certainly a great day on Wall Street, where partially in reaction to some encouraging news regarding the Omicron variant, all of that is Wall Street's up over 600 points today. That's a huge deal. Should our spirits be up? We have now discovered Omicron variant cases across the country, at least in a number of locations. We're talking about one case in Minnesota. What does it mean for you and for your safety? It is great to be able to welcome back to the show two genuine frontline experts with hands-on experience in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Francis Rito is the Medical Director for Infectious Disease at Evergreen Health, and Ettore Palazzo is the Chief Medical and Quality Officer. They've both been on the show before. No Omicron yet here in the state of Washington. Is that right, gentlemen?
Oh, good afternoon, Michael. Ettore Palazzo here. That is correct. While surveillance is ongoing, and we would not be surprised if cases do appear here, we are not aware of any cases currently in the state.
Okay. But it probably is only a matter of time, right?
That's correct. Just as when we first heard about the Delta variant and other variants before that, just given the nature of our global travel and such, it is just a matter of time, we're sure.
Okay. There are some voices in media, and some of them from the scientific sources, that suggest that the development of this variant might actually be much less threatening than the Delta variant because the symptoms are so much more mild. Is that what you understand?
Hi, Mr. Medved. This is Frank Rito. So I think it's a little early to really come down with any solid conclusions on how severe this illness is. Oftentimes you'll see a number of early cases spread through younger populations who generally tend to do better with it. I think we're going to need some solid epidemiologic data coming in the next 2 to 4 weeks to really get a handle on it. The word on the street is it does appear that if you're vaccinated, you tend to have less severe disease, but these are all sort of word of mouth, unofficial quotes coming from frontline workers that are seeing patients right now. I think we'll need another 2 to 4 weeks to really come down with firm conclusions. It would be nice if it were milder. It does appear to be more infectious. In other words, it spreads more rapidly, but whether the clinical severity of illness is more severe is, I think, really unknown at this time.
I know that there are some people, I name no names because it seems to me irresponsible, but that's just me. There are people who are advocating that this is a very, very good reason to avoid getting a vaccine for among those 30 million adult Americans who are still unvaccinated. The argument is that getting a case of the Omicron virus, that would actually be less severe, less devastating symptoms than even getting a vaccine. So it's a good reason to wait and try to see if you can get yourself infected with this particular variant. That's not a good idea, is it?
Yeah, I think that those sort of beliefs or statements are based on a lot of factors. First, the belief that this is in fact a less virulent variant, and I don't think we have enough information to really reach that conclusion. The second is that one thing we have noticed is milder infections tend to be associated with less immunity. So in a very early healthcare worker study, 60% of healthcare workers at Vanderbilt at 60 days had no detectable antibodies after an infection. And it seemed to correlate with the severity of infection. Now, whether cell memory is preserved, that's another discussion. But if this turns out to be a very mild illness, you may develop some immunity, but it may not be long-lasting or robust enough to really protect you, which then leads down the road to the next variant, and we know that's coming. It's just a matter of time, which may be more virulent, and then you're less protected. We also need to remind folks that right now in this country, 99.9% of the isolates circulating are still Delta variant, and we know all too well how severe that can be. Our hospital ICUs still have large numbers of patients with COVID, the vast majority not vaccinated, and it is capable of causing illness. So right now we know what's circulating and we know how severe it can be. I think it's premature to come to conclusions about severity. And finally, in a recent study that the CDC published, looking at two groups of people with immunity, those with what I would refer to as natural immunity from infection and those with immunity from vaccine, and you followed those two groups forward, it turns out that the COVID-only immunity had 5 times greater rate of breakthrough infections than those who got vaccine. So you'll get some protection, but it may not be as robust and protective as the immunity that you get from vaccination. Bottom line, it's still important to get your vaccine, still protective, and it will help decrease the severity of your infectiousness, decrease the severity of your illness, and keep you out of the hospital, ideally out of the critical care unit, and hopefully keep you alive.
1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Speaking with Dr. Francis Rito and Dr. Ettore Palazzo of Evergreen Health. The frustration that people are feeling now is very obvious. There are lots of voices raised, including voices in Congress, saying that we need some kind of new strategy because basically we seem to be helpless to actually curb this pandemic. A lot of people had hoped, of course, would be done with it by now. Do you have a response to that notion that we need to totally rethink our response to dealing with COVID?
Well, I'm not sure that we need to rethink the policies and what's going on. I think what we need to do is convince people that vaccines are an effective strategy to stop the spread of these agents. We know that these new variants probably arise in patients who are immunocompromised. In other words, they can harbor the virus for very prolonged periods of time, allow it to mutate, and continue to spread. And what we need to do is figure out a way to protect those individuals. And there's work going on right now. But clearly, vaccinating everybody around those individuals to decrease the transmission of virus would be a great first step. And when you're looking at countries where 3% of the population is vaccinated, or 50% of the population is vaccinated, you're not at a critical mass to even begin to say that you're controlling the infection. I'm not sure what other strategies people would propose.
No. We will get to that. There are 30% of U.S. adults, Forbes magazine says, who are still unvaccinated. Many of them say they would get vaccinated if ... We will get to that. What is the best strategy for increasing vaccinations and the question of booster shots and how important they might be or might not be. That and much more with the good doctors from Evergreen Health coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael Medved Show. All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today. 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Just hear the sleigh bell jingling, ring, tink, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
And wouldn't it be a wonderful holiday gift, truly wonderful holiday to gift on this fourth day of Hanukkah, for America to see real progress, genuine progress, even more than has been made so far, and a lot has been made so far, to turn back the COVID-19 pandemic in all its forms. That's something that Francis Rito, Dr. Francis Rito, who's medical director for infectious diseases at Evergreen Health in Kirkland, Washington, and Tori Palazzo, who's chief medical and quality officer at the same institution, Evergreen Health, something they've devoted their lives to, and something that they are working on every day. I was recently shared with the listeners, gentlemen, an article in Forbes magazine about the need to reach 30% of U.S. adults who are still, for multiple reasons, unvaccinated. And first of all, do you have a guesstimate? In other words, we have 30% who are still unvaccinated. Would the world look very different if we got that down to 10% who were still unvaccinated, went after those extra millions of people with vaccines and other people with booster shots to keep the vaccine applicable and forceful? Gentlemen?
Yeah, Michael Atori, here. I do believe we would see something different, certainly from the epidemiologic curves that that we're experiencing now, kind of this upward and downward trend, and what that would look like with increased immunity, with some of those numbers that you discussed. For quite a while, there's been speculation on what is the needed immunity levels in a population to decrease transmission, and while we don't know entirely sure what that number looks like, we do know that the more unvaccinated that exists, the more likely transmission can happen and the development of variants, just like the current issue with Omicron and Delta before that. So we can use some perspective and look at what's going on in Europe with rising cases over the past many weeks to see how that looks like relative to countries that have higher vaccination rates than here in the United States, and note that still rising case counts and transmission is happening despite percentages higher than here. When we talk about the entire population only being just above 50% vaccinated. So we need, we certainly need higher immunity levels to see transmission decrease here in the country. No question. I believe that we would see a benefit from a decreased transmission standpoint if we were able to convince that additional adult population to consider vaccination.
Okay, this is so very important, and we talk about it on the show a lot because it is so important. What do you think? I mean, you've read the data, and this piece in Forbes basically doesn't have any kind of panacea or for trying to get those 30% of adults who are still unvaccinated to get them vaccinated. If you were to give an elevator pitch to someone who's hesitant or vaccine skeptical, Frank, I don't know if you want to take that. What would the elevator pitch in 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 3 minutes be that could actually save your life and help your country?
I think the message needs to move away from self-centered protection and recognize that the benefits you're providing are not only to yourself, but to the vulnerable around you. And I think particularly during these holiday seasons, perhaps it's a time to think of others and to be generous, to think of the people who have cancer, who are immunosuppressed on biologics, who cannot generate an immune response, to think of the children who are not immunized or can't be immunized because they're not eligible yet, and to consider the possibility that by you vaccinating, you'll generate fewer variants, and you'll protect those around you. And I think perhaps, particularly during this holiday season, we could use that as a strategy to increase our numbers.
That's beautifully said. Tori, did you have something?
Michael, I might just add, you know, in that very elevator where I might try and have that speech, I have these conversations frequently. We do everything in our life based on risks and benefits, and we ultimately make our decision, including getting on that elevator and convincing ourselves that we'll get to the floor we want to without the elevator failing, because we believe that the safety benefit outweighs the risk of doing that. And this is no different than making a decision about vaccine. The data is very, very clear. You can go onto the Washington State Department of Health website as well as our own CDC website and see what it looks like as far as percentage rates of cases, hospitalizations, and death if you're vaccinated or not. It's very, very convincing. And then compare that to what we know to be the risk level of receiving a vaccine, and it is truly unequivocal. And that would be the conversation I'd have in the elevator, and also as folks are getting in their cars and making decisions about driving home and worrying about being in an accident, all those things each day. This is no different than that.
Okay, a very direct question. Have you treated any patients at Evergreen Health for side effects to the COVID-19 vaccines?
Yes, we've had a few individuals who have been hospitalized with pericarditis, myocarditis. They typically were younger males, and they usually were in the hospital for a day or two, received some anti-inflammatories, and were sent home. They all did fine, and I think those are the sort of side effects that we're seeing. But even elderly people, we're not seeing debilitating side effects, you know, nausea, vomiting, or can't get out of bed. There are always associated events that happen in people's lives, but when you look at the large numbers, they do not appear to be associated with the vaccine. They're just coincidental events. Life goes on, and when you're immunizing millions of people, you're also going to have a small subset that has simultaneous heart attacks and other events. The question is there a greater number because you vaccinated? And the answer to that, other than the myocarditis, pericarditis that we see in young men, and then the Johnson & Johnson-associated clotting disorders and Guillain-Barré, is no. And furthermore, when you look at the events associated with infection, myocarditis, pericarditis, bleeding, stroke complications, all that, far greater with natural infection than with vaccine. So looking at the big picture, you can see that vaccine is far safer, even with those complications, than getting natural infection. And I just remind all your listeners that 770,000 plus people have now died of COVID in this country. And I'm sure that if you offered a vaccine to any one of those, they would gladly take it in exchange for not dying.
Amen. I wish both of you a very Merry Christmas, and I hope you get some time off with your families. When we come back, an epidemic of racist symbols at one of America's leading universities. We'll cover it coming up on the MedVed Show.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States and Mexico are announcing a deal that would reinstate a Trump-era border policy. It forces asylum seekers to remain in Mexico until they get court dates in the United States. The Biden administration suspended the program, but that decision was overturned by a federal court. The policy affects several U.S. ports of entry from San Diego to Brownsville, Texas. Speaking at the NIH, President Biden says the United States has greatly improved from where it was a year ago.
Last Christmas, fewer than 1% of American adults were fully vaccinated. This Christmas, that number will be 72%, including more than 86% of seniors.
More people have died from COVID under President Biden than under former President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Stanford University, one of the most prestigious universities in the country, it was just a Wall Street Journal does its rating of the top 500 colleges and universities in the country, and Stanford made it into the top three, right after Harvard and Caltech, California Institute of Technology. Yale was fourth. But Stanford has won a lot of awards. But now I think we're going to give Stanford an award that it hasn't received yet, a Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
Okay, they have a serious crisis at Stanford. And the headline is, potential nooses found hanging on Stanford's campus. Stanford administrators offer students therapy after discovery of, quote, two cords with loops that may represent nooses. Okay, they are two cords. They have loops on them that may represent nooses. They were found in a tree along the Lake Lugenita walking trail early Monday morning this week. So this is happening right now, this horror. According to an email from Vice Provost for Institutional Equity, Access, and Community, great title, Patrick Dunkley, and Senior Associate Vice Provost and Dean of Students, Mona Hicks. While the Stanford University Department of Public Safety, SUDPS, in collaboration with a campus arborist, who is supposed to be looking after the trees, determined in their investigation, they had a full investigation of this, that the ropes, two of them, have likely been hanging for 18 to 24 months. Dunkley and Hicks wrote that they cannot be certain whether the ropes were deliberately fashioned in the shape of nooses or were part of an abandoned swing or rope ladder. The administration is offering therapy for students to deal with this horror. Could this perhaps... Could yes, Jeremy said this can for any future Stanford sensitivity courses. This could define snowflake. Speaking of snowflakes, there's a oh God, I just saw the cover. There's a picture of it's almost a totemic picture of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the cover of a new book that is being published by a New York magazine. There is a new book called Take Up Space, The Unprecedented AOC. It's a 400-page book of essays on the greatness of AOC. That's what it says it's about. Honoring her beauty, rare authenticity, and prominence. The New York Magazine writers and editors were collaborating on collecting these essays. The description of the book calls first-term Congresswoman one of the most prominent political and cultural stars in recent memory. The 400-page volume... This is perfect for Christmas. I'm sure you can order your copy in time. The 400-page volume will include essays on Ocasio-Cortez's beauty, her rare authenticity, and her place in history of the American left. Twitter users, quote, decried the enterprise, lampooning it as an elaborate parody, and accusing New York Magazine of creating a cult of personality. Again, we'll post the cover, which has an extreme close-up view of her face, and it's kind of reminiscent of those large tiki-like rock sculptures at the edge of Easter Island, sort of looking out. It's clearly meant for worship, or at least as a devotional. But why take up space? Is she planning to head out into space tourism? That's not clear. And speaking of space tourism, there is a meeting of the minds involving Gene Simmons of KISS and Ted Nugent, well, of Ted Nugent, and Alex Jones. And they're all singing very different songs. Listen first to Gene Simmons commenting on the vaccine debate. He's speaking on Talk Shop. This is clip one.
This whole idea, this delusional, evil idea that you get to do whatever you want and the rest of the world be damned is really terrible. You got to identify those people and bring them out into the open so you know who they are.
Right.
You know who your friends are by how much they care about you.
That includes
COVID. If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy. I don't care about your political beliefs. You are not allowed to infect anybody just because you think you've got rights that are delusional, of course. You don't have the right to go through a red light, actually the government has the right to tell you to stop. You have to put on a seatbelt. If they tell you you can't smoke in a building, you can't smoke in a building. And that's not because they want to take away your rights. It's because the rest of us hate it. We don't want to smell your smoke. I don't want to catch your disease. I don't want to risk my life just because you want to go through a red light. It has become political. Unfortunately, the far left and the far right are both evil. They both spread all kinds of nonsense. I don't like either one of them. Politics are the enemy. Humanism and humanity is what we should all be concerned about. Love thy neighbor as thyself. For God's sakes, if I'm going to yawn in your presence, I'm going to put my hand up in front of my mouth. Yawning is not a life-threatening event. You having COVID might be a life-threatening event, and I don't want to catch it.
Right.
For those that don't believe this is real, over 5 million human beings have died from COVID. I know that there are Flat Earth Society people who believe that, and people who believe in all sorts of things. They died because they were fat or because they smoked. No, they died because they got COVID. And there are still a lot of people who don't believe that, and you have to find out who those people are. I don't care if you play football or not.
Okay, we will get back to a response from up. There's also, and he's speaking on a very different show, but Alex Jones also has something to say. So, unfortunately, does Senator Mike Lee, who has joined a growing list of Republicans who are demanding a government shutdown unless Joe Biden stops his vaccine mandates. As a political strategy, this is suicidal. I'm sorry, it's suicidal to shut down the government and to sort of cement your status as the anti-vaccine party. Really? You want to do that? And what's the plan exactly, Ted Cruz? We'll get to that and more coming up amazingly on the Medved Show.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll-free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about commentary about the vaccine program. And basically, look, I think it goes way too far to say what Gene Simmons said and to say that if you're going to go around unvaccinated, you're my enemy. You may not be an enemy, but it's reasonable for him to conclude that you may represent some threat. And for him to require vaccines if you come to his house, as I assume he does, or masks or some kind of protection, well, fine. But again, what he was saying about people needing to feel some obligation to do whatever they can to try to help fight this virus, how does it help to fight this virus to discourage other people from getting vaccines? That it seems to me is truly bizarre. There's a real question here about members of Congress who have all been asked, I think demanded, to get vaccinated. And is that outrageous with people trying to avoid slowing down what is already a glacial legislative process by insisting, no, you're not going to get vaccinated to serve in the nation's capital on Capitol Hill? Ted Nugent was on Joe Pag's show in New York, and he responded to Gene Simmons not so cheerfully. Listen, this is clip two.
Is that here's Gene that speaks truth, Gene that's logic and common sense most of the time.
Right.
I really respect the man's overview. But here's a man who constantly references, and rightly so, that his mother survived the Holocaust.
Right.
Where power-abusing monsters were forcing people to succumb. And then the Nuremberg trials proved that no man, no human, has a right to force any unwanted medicine or like this experimental drug on people ever again. And here's Gene Simmons, who is so powerfully educating people about the horrors of demonic Nazism and the Holocaust, and then he compartmentalizes it and literally falls into the chasm of power abuse. It's much.
Okay. This is outrageous, of course. Hitler was an anti-vaxxer. Again, this has been exposed, and the notion of comparing the Holocaust to, I mean, why not compare it to what does bear comparison, which is the mandates that have been in place for 50 years more regarding polio vaccines or other vaccinations. And basically, it is a question of public safety. And the idea that there are literally millions of people who are either being threatened or about to die because of the vaccines is ridiculous. I asked very directly the doctors at Evergreen. And yes, they've had some people who've gotten treated for side effects, but they were mild side effects that cleared up within, they said, a day or two. And isn't that important in a perspective rather than bringing up Hitler again? Somebody else who loves to bring up Hitler and the Nazis and communists, Alex Jones. This is not on a radio show. It's his own broadcast from his basement. Listen.
I've got a very important message for Gene Simmons, or as he's known, the demon. You claim that we're evil because we don't want you and Big Pharma to literally rape us with your Frankenshot GMO. And then you claim that we're going to get you sick and you're going to die if we don't take the shot. I thought the shot protects you. They admit it doesn't protect you. That was all a lie. In fact, it doesn't give you a little bit of protection. It actually lowers your immunity. That's in the real studies. So I ask the question, are you stupid or are you consciously evil? Either way, it doesn't matter because you're literally out there promoting the world that I need to be forcibly injected with this garbage. That is a declaration of war against humanity, Simmons. And so I have to believe you're not that stupid. You just signed on, buddy boy, to being the Nazis 2.0. You may be too senile and your brain too rotted to know it, but you're a joke, and you've signed on to eugenics and depopulation. I pray God strike you and your scumbag family down before my family dies. I hope you understand that you're going to burn in hell forever, you maggot. You're a failure, and you're cut off from God. Burn in hell.
Okay, tell us what you really think. The idea that the vaccines take away your immunity, take a look at the data, which doesn't lie, that the areas in the country, and you can't break it down just by state, break it down by county. The counties that are the least vaccinated have the highest level of serious COVID incidents, including hospitalizations and death. And it's really important that people get some handle on reality. And I use this as an introduction for something that I've never been in favor of government shutdowns as a strategy because they never work. It's a very unpopular, very idiotic strategy. And to threaten a government shutdown because of the government attempting to get more people vaccinated so we can actually move on, God willing, someday past this pandemic. Ted Cruz and a bunch of Republican allies are talking about doing exactly that. And the reason it's serious is because of the way the Democrats very foolishly decided to advance their entire series of funding bills, not through the normal process, allowing enough time for that, which takes at least a few days. If senators insist on running out the clock on all debate time. But what it means is they're not doing the funding process normally, the Democrats. They're doing it on a unanimous consent, fast track, to stopgap the spending bill so the government doesn't shut down and we don't have tremendous financial damage and a tremendous waste of taxpayer money. Now Republicans are saying, we're not going to give that unanimous consent. At least a few dozen of them are going to object to voting on a spending bill, keeping the government operating, in the name of trying to cease the federal vaccine mandate. This is nutty, and it is a profoundly poor political strategy. Because one thing that you know, no, not everybody supports vaccine mandates, but if you are shutting down the government and your excuse, well, here's what Chuck Schumer says, and when he threatens something like this, believe him. It's a clip three.
A few individual Republican senators appear determined to derail this important legislation because of their opposition to the president's life-saving vaccine guidelines critical to healing our country in the middle of a pandemic. Let's be clear. If there is a shutdown, it will be a Republican anti-vaccine shutdown. Democrats want to get the government funded as soon as possible.
Okay. To block government funding in the name of ending vaccine mandates. What would be interesting to me, and we'll have a time later when we'll be able to talk about this at some length, I hope, what do you think is gained by discouraging vaccines? How does that help the pandemic, the economy, the country, the Republican cause? It's a disastrous association. Next time on the Medved Show, there's a Democrat who goes just too far, calling prominent Democrats, calling Kevin McCarthy the leader of the KKK caucus. It's outrageous. It's like invoking Nazis, and it's just flat out wrong. We'll also be reviewing some of the most controversial movies of the year. An acclaimed film from Jane Campion starring Benedict Cumberbatch as a lonely, mean cowboy in the Montana high country in 1925. It's called The Power of the Dog. We'll also try to explain to you what the title is supposed to mean. We will also be talking about a new movie, a wonderful documentary about a inspiring life. And frankly, an inspiring marriage. It's about a television figure, and no, not the new movie, with Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem about Lucy and Ricky, Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball. That and much more, all coming up next time, to, I hope, enrich this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.